Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Is China secretly pulling ahead of America in the AI race? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, April 4th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about the competition between China and America to develop the best artificial intelligence. Let's dive in. The race to dominate AI technology is heating up, and it might be closer than many in the United States would like to believe. While OpenAI, the world's most famous artificial intelligence company, hails from America, China's DeepSeek is making waves with models that are nearly as good, and notably cheaper. Imagine the two largest economies in the world, each pouring resources into AI, not just to lead in technological innovation, but to gain a strategic edge on the global stage. This isn't just about tech supremacy, it's about shaping the future of industries and economies worldwide. The stakes are incredibly high. Both nations are investing heavily in AI research and development, with America traditionally seen as the front runner. However, China's rapid advancements and competitive pricing are challenging that narrative, prompting a reevaluation of who might actually be ahead in applying these technologies effectively. This isn't just a competition of who can create the most advanced models. It's about who can integrate AI into their economy and society more seamlessly and effectively. From manufacturing to healthcare, the country that masters AI first could redefine global economic power structures. As we continue to watch this race unfold, it's clear that the outcome will have far-reaching implications, not just for the tech industry, but for international relations and global market dynamics. Stay tuned as we keep an eye on this developing story and its potential impact on the world stage. The United States is making a bold move to support the artificial intelligence boom by designating 16 potential sites on Department of Energy lands for new data centers and power plants. This initiative, announced by President Donald Trump's administration, is set to meet the growing energy demands driven by the rapid expansion of artificial intelligence technologies. Think about what's happening here. The surge in artificial intelligence is causing the first significant rise in American power demand in two decades. It's forcing both technology giants and utility companies to race to create new infrastructure to keep up with this demand. Imagine the scale of building data centers and power plants across the nation to support these advancements. The Department of Energy has pinpointed these sites for their strategic advantages, such as existing energy infrastructure and the ability to expedite permits for new energy generation, including nuclear reactors. However, the details on how nuclear power can be fast-tracked remain a bit of a mystery, given it's regulated by the Independent Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Energy Secretary Chris Wright made a striking comparison, calling the global race for artificial intelligence dominance the next Manhattan Project. He emphasized that with President Trump's leadership and the innovation of the national labs, the United States has the potential to come out on top in this critical area. The Department of Energy is one of the largest land managers in the country, and these 16 sites include notable locations like the Idaho National Laboratory and former nuclear facilities in Kentucky and Ohio. These sites were previously used for developing nuclear weapons and commercial reactors, which necessitated cleanup efforts due to contamination from Cold War era activities. Looking ahead, the Department of Energy is encouraging private-public partnerships. They're seeking input from data center and energy developers, as well as the public, to kickstart construction of artificial intelligence infrastructure with the goal of beginning operations by late 2027. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Meta is facing a pivotal moment in its artificial intelligence strategy, and all eyes in the tech world are on them. The company, known for its social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, is now being tested on how effectively it can integrate artificial intelligence into its vast ecosystem. Imagine the scale of Meta's challenge, a company with billions of users, each generating a staggering amount of data every day. The task is not just about using artificial intelligence to enhance user experience, but also ensuring privacy and security in a world increasingly concerned about data protection. This is crucial because how Meta handles artificial intelligence integration could set a precedent for the entire industry. It's a balancing act between innovation and responsibility, and the stakes couldn't be higher for Meta's leadership. Meta's Chief Technology Officer, Andrew Bosworth, recently emphasized the importance of artificial intelligence in their future plans, stating, "Artificial intelligence will be at the heart of our products, shaping the way people connect and interact on our platforms." Consider this. Meta's artificial intelligence endeavors are not just about keeping users engaged. They're about redefining how we interact with technology in daily life. From personalized content to advanced safety features, artificial intelligence is becoming an integral part of Meta's DNA. Looking at the numbers, Meta has invested billions into artificial intelligence research and development. This massive investment reflects the company's commitment to staying at the forefront of technological advancement and ensuring they remain competitive in an ever-evolving market. As we watch Meta navigate this significant test, the outcome could influence artificial intelligence strategies across the tech industry. It's not just about what Meta does next, but how other companies might follow suit, adopting similar strategies in their quest to harness the power of artificial intelligence. Midjourney has just unveiled V7, its first new AI image model in almost a year, and it's already causing a stir in the creative community. Released in alpha, V7 promises to be Midjourney's most advanced model yet, boasting enhanced capabilities with text prompts and higher image quality. This release comes hot on the heels of OpenAI's new image generator, which recently went viral for its ability to create stunning Ghibli-style photos. Picture this. You're an artist or designer, and you've got this powerful AI tool that not only understands your vision, but enhances it. That's the promise of V7. Unlike previous models, this one comes with personalization features switched on by default, meaning the AI can align more closely with your unique aesthetic preferences. So why does this matter? Well, it's a game changer for anyone who relies on AI for creative work. With its new architecture, V7 handles text prompts more intelligently, producing images with beautiful textures and improved coherence in details like bodies, hands, and objects. It's like having a virtual art assistant that learns and evolves with you. Midjourney's CEO, David Holtz, describes V7 as a totally different architecture, and it's available in two modes: Turbo, which is costlier but faster, and Relax, which offers more economical rendering. There's also a draft mode, which renders images at 10 times the speed and half the cost of the standard mode, making it perfect for quick iterations. While V7 is still in its early stages, with some features like image upscaling and retexturing yet to be rolled out, the potential is huge. It's an entirely new model with unique strengths, and the team is eager to learn from users about its capabilities and limitations. As Holtz puts it, it's time to play around a bit and discover what V7 can do. Midjourney, founded by David Holtz in 2022, is a fascinating company. Unlike many tech startups, it hasn't raised outside funding, yet it's projected to generate around $200 million in revenue this year. They're also branching out into hardware and exploring new frontiers like video and 3D object generation. However, it's not all smooth sailing, as the company faces legal challenges for allegedly using images without artists' consent. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. Midjourney's V7 release marks a significant leap in AI image generation, offering artists and creators a powerful new tool to explore their creativity. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.